We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
So you're telling us that the Josh Gordon deal is not official yet because you're still working on certain technicalities of it, correct?
I'm answering the question completely honestly. That's totally the situation. I hope you can understand that as well.
We will ask it when we get that opportunity. Thanks, Bill.
I'm sure you will.
Were you guys in any way concerned in the offseason about...
Sweetheart, let me just answer you.
Good job, Big O. Your friend, Bill Belichick, was not telling you the truth. Usually, Glenn is... good little puppy dog.
You've been a very good boy.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
I just have this sneaking suspicion that Tom Brady has his next Randy Moss.
I hate to make projections and expectations. That's not fair. I've never met Josh personally.
I'm tired of this, and I can't take it
anymore. It's not even fair.
And if they get another good player, I'm done.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Don't you love Callahan, you know, a good little puppy dog and stuff like that.
In the meantime, we
sit there and grill Bill Belichick, you know, and the we went at Kraft and said, hey, we're going to start talking about stuff like this. That sweetheart was not something that was out of admiration. It was something
kind
like,
of complimenting you, dick.
Yeah, what are we doing this for? And Callahan just jumps all over it. I don't know if you heard the Brady interview yesterday.
Oh my God.
Hey, real tough questions
eggshells.
There.
There's a lot of eggshells they're walking over right there.
Real tough questions there, Callahan. All I can say is let's hope Minahan comes back soon.
Lots of landmines. Walk really slow.
Yeah, real tough. We're going to talk to Rob Parker coming up in the bottom of the hour because apparently he's made up with Christian.
No, we're going to have to do it on air.
Really?
We're going to make up
good.
On air.
No, that's good. Yeah, it should be fun.
We'll have some of it.
Play some soothing, best friend music, right?
Yeah.
Like my buddy. All wherever right. I go, he goes.
So in the meantime, we'll take a few more phone calls here on the whole situation with Josh Gordon. Everybody seems to be hopeful. Lou's got it at 90%.
Yep. 90%.
I've got it
70
at
catches,
5.8% chance that it succeeds.
Touchdown.
And Christian thinks...
25 catches, 3 touchdowns, best case scenario.
Best case scenario. Best
worst case scenario is he's
wait,
gone.
How can you even utter those words? Best
what
case
mean?
Scenario. You guys
just the best case scenario is he plays, let's just call it 12 games.
12 games, 25 catches?
Sure.
That's the best case scenario?
Yes.
This guy's a
yes.
freak.
Because you hate Chris Hogan. I don't know why you hate Chris Hogan so much.
Because he's white.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm a racist.
Forgot how racist this team is with wide receivers. This-
save it for Parker. No, Lou, but the guy, first of all,
he should play for the A's.
Hogan's going to go sign the A's for the A's.
The guy's got some addiction issues. The guy has some...
But that doesn't factor in the discussion.
Oh, there's a long list.
No, but it doesn't factor into the best case scenario. Worst case scenario, he gets released on Sunday. Okay, yeah. Best case scenario is that he is active for the last 12 games, sits this game out, active for the last 13 games, if you want to say that, and 25 catches, best case scenario?
Yeah, but I think what Christian's adding,
way off.
Christian's adding into it is that they're not going to give him a big, huge workload because there are other guys right now that are up on what they're doing, and it's going to take a while before he does. Maybe next year, Lou? Maybe next year?
Six games is 25 catches. I mean, four games, rather.
Oh, my God.
Four
you
games
already
is 25 catches.
You know what? Can you leave, drive home, and call in?
Listen,
and then you'll
Ryan,
stop, then you'll be then you'll
Andy,
really be a caller.
Ryan, save
really
all,
be a caller.
Save all
Lewis
this.
In a car.
Hey,
save
Lewis,
all this.
Lewis. Yeah, what do you think, hand. Lewis?
Just save this stuff, okay? Because when if it does work and he is active for 12, 13 games, we're gonna laugh at your 25 catch prediction. Absolutely laugh. And you guys are gonna be like, I knew it'd work out.
I thought it'd
be 60, 70 catches,
too. You're out of your mind.
That's best case scenario. That's all you asked me.
No.
Best case scenario.
Best case scenario you is him catching 70 passes in 12 games.
13.
In this offense.
13.
Yours is best case scenario in a dream
all
world.
All he's going to do.
We're in the real world.
If he is on the field, then that means Gronk's going to get more catches.
You guys are smoking the stuff that he takes.
Ocho Stinko.
What was it? It was like
15 or something like
a
that.
12,
right?
I think. 12.
There was like, I felt like they wanted to throw a parade every time Chad Johnson caught a pass. I remember, like, I think Brady was like mic'd up one time. It was like, "You did an awesome job! You did a
good boy!
You're good boy!"
Please don't compare.
Fan theory? Because why he wasn't playing all season? They're saving him for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that one? Playoffs come around, he's going to come out.
Please, please don't compare Ocho Cinco
Lou Maloney
to Josh
playing
Gordon.
The role of a fanboy today here on the show.
No, I'm just... It's just answering a simple question.
Okay. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Portland next up. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Whatever.
Good. I've been a Browns fan forever. And so I just want to give you a heads up of what you're in for here.
Good. Reality.
And the fact of the matter is, I hope Josh Gordon goes to the Hall of Fame, wins 5 Super Bowls. I'm rooting for him.
Good chance it could happen.
Get out of this. There's some serious demons there. Like, this goes back. His college was a mess. Came into the NFL on suspension. It's been every year.
You're talking about middle school, Pop Warner.
Seventh grade it started.
Right.
He's this athletic specimen, but the problem is he even if he cleans it up, guys, Tom Brady will kill him. Everybody's talking about Belichick. He doesn't run good routes. He doesn't pay attention. He doesn't go full speed when the play's not going to him. I've seen him step out of bounds on a pass route. So there's a lot to be tightened up with this guy, but boy, if it gets cleaned up, he'll set the world on fire.
Believe it.
But there's just a lot more to it, and I hope he does it, but I don't.
I got Scott. It's watched him for the last 5 years. Here you go.
Yeah, I mean, I've rooted for him. I've waited and waited, and every time he comes back.
Oh, so that's it. So now because Scott.
See, he's on it.
So, we've got to believe it.
Okay, well, he watched him. Did you watch him the last 5 years?
I watched every single game of his.
So full of
I got something for you, Lou.
Last 5 years.
After you hear this, I think you're going to change your mind.
Probably not.
Go ahead.
I've been able to sit down with Roger Goodell and talk to him in many instances while I was just worried for my career. And he gave me some of the most honest answers and information and advice anybody could give to you. You know, I respect Roger Goodell.
That's
he gets
enough.
A bad rap.
That's enough. That's it. Now, how do you feel?
That's BS.
How do you feel? Now, how do you feel?
He's playing to the camera.
What are you
he's
talking
playing to the camera.
He respects Roger Goodell.
Yeah, because he just he's suspended
delusional.
Him and he's trying
he's
to.
Playing
get,
to
it's
the
a
camera.
PR move. I don't care what he says.
It's a great inspiration.
I care what he
Roger
does.
Roger needs to be applauded.
The support system.
For me, he's a great guy. He's a great man. He's been a friend to me. He's been a mentor to me in a way in which he may not even understand. And I voiced my opinion to him and told him how bad and
desperate. What do you think when Brady says, "Who's your biggest mentors?" Roger Goodell.
Yeah. Hey, so Roger Goodell, you've been a great mentor. Oh, sorry, this is my fifth.
So you don't trust?
Did he take your phone? Did he take your phone away from you?
I think you could better look at the facts.
So because he respects Roger Goodell, you feel what? You feel what about?
That's a BS artist.
I'm giving it to you.
You don't respect him.
That's bull.
You don't respect
he
him?
He obviously doesn't know what he's talking about.
So you
about.
Don't respect him because he respects Roger Goodell?
Yes. Okay. I hate Josh Gordon because he respects Roger Goodell.
Robert Kraft respects him.
He's
okay,
BSing
now
right
what are we doing?
You don't respect Robert Kraft.
I love Robert Kraft. Oh, that's Mr. Kraft.
Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Rhode Island. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
Great show. You know, you guys are the best on the air.
That's nice of you, Mike.
You guys in the afternoon. Big O, I want to go back to the knucklehead that you were arguing with a little while ago about taking Dez over Gordon. Now, I'm a Cowboys fan. I respect the Patriots organization. I respect the team, what they do. Anybody that's a Patriots fan should be proud of what this team has done over the years. You know, but any knucklehead that's going to take Dez right now over Gordon, they have no idea about football and don't know what they're talking about. Has the guy had his problems in the past, Big O? Yes, he has.
Million.
But you know what? Give the guy a chance. He's one hell of a talent. And if I can get a guy like him for Chris, you would know this. What's the minimum salary he's going to get? $750
He's getting $700,000.
Yeah. Okay, so you're
it's part of his contract, and they have control over him next year.
And it's Christian, by the way. Nobody calls me Christian.
As a restricted free agent
and a fifth round pick.
Big C.
And you Chrissy. Know Dez is going to want well over. $5-6 million to come back. I'm
well,
going to take a chance with Gordon 7 days a week, twice on Sunday.
And that's the part that we didn't even get to with that last caller. You know, why Gordon over Dez? I mean, obviously it's financial.
Absolutely. You know, and I just don't think, obviously, Dez, there's a reason teams don't want Dez right now. If you look at his past 2-3 years, what's happened, the number of balls that he's dropped, you know, misroutes that he's run, the problems he's had on the sidelines. You know, there's a reason why teams don't want to pick him up and pay him that kind of money right now.
Yeah. I mean, the Ravens offered him, what was it, 3 years, 21?
Something like that.
Yeah. And the Browns offered him something, they said, just under five.
Yeah.
So he's turned down contracts.
Yeah. Talk about a guy that doesn't want to play.
Well, he came out and said he didn't want to play until game 11. So I think what he's doing is he's hoping that somebody goes down with a major injury, key player, and he's going to just suddenly surface in week 11. I'm not sure that works. And I'm not sure that you get more money than what the Ravens were willing to offer you. So what is he going to do? Come back for six games, think that somebody's going to pay him a lot of money, and then next year he's going to go back into free agency a year older? And he's going to cash in? I find that really hard to believe. All right, 617-779-7937. Rob Parker has been invisible on the station for some time. You've seen him on FS1 and Fox Sports Radio and whatever. And apparently he was trolling the New England fans after the loss against Jacksonville the other night and said, nobody calls me anymore to come on the radio up in Boston. We did. He will join us coming up next.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF. We saw this after the Patriots got beat by the Jaguars the other night. Rob Parker tweeted out, funny, didn't hear not from one Patriots fan today telling me I'm a hater because I picked the Jaguars to beat New England by 14 points. Interestingly enough, two people in the studio also picked the Jaguars to win. Also, don't expect WEEI to want me on the air as well. Hashtag shocker. So I asked Rob Parker, why such low self-esteem that you would not want us on the air with us here at WEEI, Rob? I don't get it. Why would we not
say hi first?
Hello, what's happening?
It's good to hear.
Los Angeles.
It's good to hear your voice again, Rob. Been too long, man.
I used to be on your show every once in a while.
I know, we miss you.
Got a little crazy, so I had to back off.
Well, what do you mean it got crazy? Because, you know, you were a friend.
Let's go forward. I'm on today.
Hold on. I know. But you and I were friends. I thought we were friends. You know, I was contacting you, trying to get you on, and you just, it's all of a sudden you got cold. So I'm curious, like, did we do something? Did I do something to piss you off?
But I'm going to be honest.
To be honest,
dead serious. Somebody called from your station, I don't know who it was, to my phone and made a comment. And I had talked to your program director about it. It was somebody in-house who made a call to my phone after an interview. And I thought it was unprofessional.
Well, did you think that I did it? That I had something to do with
you,
that?
But somebody at the station. That was the real reason why.
Well, what did they did? On. When you say unprofessional, what happened?
They made some comment. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I knew it was from the station.
Did they sound like after
I hung up?
Did they sound like Mr. T?
Because Christian does Mr. T.
Because I do a Mr. T impression. No, it wasn't.
Well, okay, listen, Rob, it's good to have you back.
It's good, yeah.
There's a lot there, you know? Tom Brady, I remember because we actually played sound. I think it was a while back, and he said Tom Brady, who's 35, will never go back to a Super Bowl ever again. I guarantee it.
Loat. Called him.
Well, that was
Loat.
New. Loat was new.
Yeah, that was. So since then, he's gone to a couple of them, right? He's gone to three of them. And he's won two. So he's even surprised you at this point, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some lucky things have happened.
Give it up, hey, Rob. Just throw the towel in.
I've never said that Tom Brady isn't a great player. I've just said he's had lucky circumstances go his way. That's why I call him the loan. It has nothing to do with whether or not he can play. Once you open the door for the guy, he'll beat you. So that's not the issue. All I've ever said about Tom Brady is that I can go through the Super Bowls and from John Casey kicking the ball out of bounds, from Seattle at the 1.5-yard line with the best running back in the league, deciding to throw it to a crowded end zone from Atlanta, 1st and 10 at the 22, where they could have just kneeled down three times, kick a field goal and go up by 11 and win that Super Bowl. Instead, they're passing, which is just a no-no. Anybody, even if you're not a football coach. So when I call him lucky, It's just that some things have worked out. The
so wait a minute.
Never would have gone to that Super Bowl either.
Okay, so hold on. So the Giants in those two games that they beat the New England Patriots, which I think they did it fair and square, based on your criteria, they were lucky because that ball that got stuck on the side of David Tyree's head, that it'll never, ever, ever happen in the next 100 years of the National Football League. Brady led them down
Brett
the...
Manningham's catch. That wasn't phenomenal. A great throw.
It was a great catch. It was a phenomenal catch. But Brady had led the team down to score. It was the defense that let them down. Correct. He did the job.
Yeah, I'm just.
So you're going to give him credit for those two. So I'm willing to swap out the two that there were wins and give him the two that they lost, and we're all even. How's that?
All right, that's better.
Good.
I would accept that better than the five that is the gift wrap five of that all the other gift wrap ones that the teams just seem to forget how to coach football or play football. It's just shocking to me.
What is it about, I guess, just there's a lot of people and you're one of them. Max Kellerman's another one. It's almost like nobody wants to, I guess, give him the correct, I guess, praise. There's always a yeah, but. You know, yeah, he's great, but this. Yeah, he's great, but this. Or it's like now that everybody is proven wrong, nobody wants to admit that they've kind of over-exaggerated the demise of Tom Brady, right? Because I remember, I think I was on set with you on First Take when you when you did the whole no way, no how when it comes to he'll be done at 35.
Well, the other part about, I think, is I always think Tom Brady should have been Derek Jeter. You know, and instead, not only – when you take away, I'm just talking about the lucky parts, but I'm talking about the way he handled Deflategate was bad. When they asked him, is Tom Brady a cheater? I remember that question very vividly. And he said, I don't think so. I just thought that was very, very interesting. And also, Spygate. I know people don't want to say, oh, it's no big deal or whatever, but it's a part of it. He should have had an unblemished, great,
but that had nothing to do with him. He had nothing to do with Spygate.
Well, who benefits from knowing the other team's defense? No,
everybody on the team, not just Tom Brady. I mean, the whole team. The defense.
I get it. But I'm just saying, if he didn't have those other things, that's why a lot of people around the country, it's not just Rob Parker. It's plenty of people who just aren't all the way sold on Tom Brady, and it doesn't mean he's not a great player. I've said that a million times. He's a great player. He should be Derek Jeter. Where you look at his career and go, man, this guy had an unbelievable run, and you can't point to anything or any questionable and say, well, what about this? What about that? The Patriots cheat. What about that? And I think that's what makes people look at Brady and go, I understand he wins a lot, but I'm just not all the way sold that he's as great as people think he is.
But see, but people recently now have kind of given Max Kellerman this this cliff comment about Tom Brady, but you've gone back a little bit further. I mean, you kind of came up with that first. Yeah. I don't know if that's a compliment because he's still playing well, but where do you see Tom Brady? Are you still on that, like he's not the same quarterback? He can't keep doing this. This will be his final year. He's off the cliff, all these other things.
I said that this would be a year where he would, just like, you know what, I looked up the numbers. Brett Favre and Tom Brady, go look it up, when they were both 40, had identical numbers. I think maybe one touchdown off. Brett Favre had one more touchdown than Tom Brady at age 40. And then you look at Brett Favre at 41. And I'm not saying they're in the same shape and they do the same thing, but Father Time is undefeated. And Tom Brady's time will come. Okay, maybe I was a little premature at 35. Okay, I'll admit that.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, he's not the same guy. And Father Time always catches up with you. The Patriots are doing it defensively with tape, glue, string. I don't know what they're doing.
But doesn't that tell you? I mean, when you look at his last 3 or 4 years, I mean, arguably some of the best years of his career, and you look at the defense, he is still the same guy, if not better. He's carrying this team.
Yeah, I guess I can't look at the numbers and say that he's fallen off a cliff, so I'm not saying that. I just think as you reach and you go into your 40s, I think it'll be harder as time goes on, and we'll see. I still don't think they're going to make the AFC Championship game. I think the Jaguars are going to represent the AFC. I think they are the Patriots' kryptonite, and I just think that the Patriots' defense as well just isn't good enough. And I think ultimately they led 20-10 in the AFC Championship game. in the fourth quarter in New England. Bortles couldn't get the first downs that he needed to keep the clock running and, you know, keep the drives alive and gave the ball back to Brady. But had they been able to make one or two of those, it would have been a different story. And I think this year Jacksonville will get it done.
All right, we're talking to Rob Parker, our old friend, who is apparently our new friend
from FS1
and Fox Sports Radio. I don't know how much time you've ever spent in the city of Boston, and there's no denying, Rob, that there are racists in every city in America. But you have declared Boston as the most racist sports town in America. Why? Where are you getting the evidence? Where does that come from?
I don't. The evidence is I can't give you all the Boston Bruins playoff game. Was it against Montreal where black
those tweets were actually found out to be outside of Massachusetts.
Okay, so this is the thing.
Everything
was outside. Never in Boston.
Oh, no, it's
right?
A fact. So, that's a fact though. Those tweets were actually people from
other
cities.
How did they find out that they were all outside of Boston?
Somebody did the research on it, Rob. Somebody went out there and you can do that.
Tweet was outside of Boston.
Oh, they looked at
most of them.
They went and looked at a lot of them, and there were a lot of them outside.
So what you were reading was stuff outside of Boston.
Even when Adam Jones was called the N-word.
Yes.
And then other players, even CeCe Sabathia said he's played in the big leagues for forever. And the only place he said he's ever been called the N-word is in Boston. He says, I've played everywhere. It's the only place. There's been other players. I've talked to so many NBA players. A lot of people just don't like, and I'm not saying everybody in Boston. I have plenty of friends who are there, who grew up there. I know people. But there's just something that doesn't feel good. And it's not, and I went to a restaurant in Boston and tried, me and another black sports writer, this is when I covered the NBA, to get a meal. And I asked for my steak to be butterfly cut. And the woman looked at me, the restaurant wasn't even crowded, it didn't even matter. I'm paying for a steak. If I asked for it to be butterfly cut, what would you do as a chef?
You butterfly cut it. What did she say?
You butterfly cut it. The woman had the nerve to come over to me and go, we're too busy to do that. I said, oh, really? Okay, thank you. And I'm telling you.
So what?
What is that? How does that translate into
this? I'm telling you that I felt like the only reason she didn't want to give me what I wanted was because I was black. That was the feeling I got up and walked out because obviously I'm not going to pay.
Okay.
A place that's not going to treat me the way that I should be.
Hey, Rob, I'm white, and if I walked into a restaurant and they didn't want to butterfly the steak and I wanted it butterfly, I get up and I walk out. But that doesn't necessarily mean they were doing that or refusing to do it because you were black.
But you got to understand, in all these situations, it's just a feeling you have, the way you've been treated. And I'm just telling you, it's not math. 2 and 2 is 4. Everything is not math. But there's a feeling you get. I've been at places where people are rude or it's terrible business. I'm telling you, that day, that was something I'll never forget. And even the guy who was with me, who wasn't looking for his steak to be butterfly cut, looked at me and had the same exact feel. We both walked up and said, well, obviously we'll never give him our money.
Could it be because maybe your radar was up and things that you had heard and that you just thought that that was the reason why they wouldn't do it?
Nah, I'm just telling you, it's just a feeling. I can't give you.
So there's no.
Can I just bring this up? But I don't like that it's just a feeling. See, we live here, and I understand that there's a perception out there, and we're sensitive to the perception. We don't want to hear it. This is a fairly progressive liberal. It might be the most liberal area in the country, Rob. So we're a little taken back, and there is a history dating back to the 1970s. That was 50 years ago. Okay, we're not living in the 1970s anymore. So when you throw stuff like that and say to us, it's just a feeling. You're not giving me any specifics. That's perception. That's not reality.
But you're asking me why I feel that way. So I have to. You just said, why do I feel that way? There's no math answer to it. There's no science to it.
Is it
you're
fair though?
Asking me how I feel.
Is it
you
fair?
You can't tell me how comfortable I am or how uncomfortable I am. Nobody can. Only I can feel that.
I get that. And so understand our side. Understand our side of it, and that we're sensitive to it, and it seems to be a perception. And we're sitting here, we want to solve the problem. Okay, if that's the national perception, and you're not alone in this, there are a lot of African-American reporters who constantly talk about our city being racist, and we're sitting here going, wait a minute, we don't believe we're any different than any other city. Do we have racists there? Absolutely. How do we solve and fix the problem? And then I ask you, well, what happened to you? And you're talking to me about butterflying a snake, which could have happened in any city, in any situation. I'm not sure it has anything to do with the color of your skin.
But it didn't happen in any city, and I've traveled this country extensively for 32 years as a sports writer. It's never happened.
I'll say this.
That's the only place that's ever happened to me.
What's the name of the steakhouse?
I don't remember.
You know,
I don't remember.
But lastly for me, I know because you had mentioned, because we were the ones that actually interviewed Sam Kennedy, the president of the Red Sox, over that Adam Jones incident. And the only thing was, when it happened, we talked about how awful it was. What I was waiting for was to find out who it was that said it, like we did in Toronto. Like with Carl Crawford on rehab, he somebody yelled something out at him. By the end of the game, he was identified. Everybody knew who he was. And when nobody came forward and actually sitting next to this guy came forward with it, there were some questions. That's all. No one denies that it's ever happened in the past at Fenway Park. I'm sure it has. Players said it has. But that night in question, I was surprised that a lot of other fans didn't come out and say, I sat next to that guy. He was obnoxious all game. I couldn't believe what he said. That never happened. That's why people just kind of questioned it.
Okay. I mean, if that's your belief, your feeling, I can't dispute that. But I just don't believe that Adam Jones, who's played in the big leagues all these years, is going to make up a story just to make up a story. That's me. I respect Adam Jones, so I'm going to believe that that's a real thing. And there's no reason for him. What does he gain by that? He doesn't gain anything.
I know, and I agree. But Marcus Smart did the same thing in college. He plays with us here now, and he came out later and admitted that he didn't say that to him. If you remember, Oklahoma State,
two different people. I'm talking about Adam Jones. I don't believe that he made that story up.
And again, Rob, there have been a lot of athletes here, minorities who have played here, who say just the opposite. It's a wonderful, great place to play. So you're not hearing that.
Not Russell.
You want to go back 30, 40, 50 years ago? There's no argument.
No, but I'm just saying.
No argument.
Did Russell say that?
I just said that. No argument. Yes, racist city. Want to go back to the 60s and 70s? We agree.
No, I'm just
we agree.
Like, don't act like it didn't happen.
Not only did I say it happened, I said to you, yes, racist, 60s and 70s. But Boston is still living with that tag. It's 2018.
Well, hold on. So, because, you know, I grew up in L.A., so obviously, and I know Rob's been going all over the place, you know, in Detroit, whatever. So when this came up, I was like, this is no – what happens in Boston is no different than what happens in L.A. In certain communities, in certain areas, it's the same thing. So why does Boston continue to get the stigma, yet other cities where it's been just as bad – go back and look at L.A.'s history with the Watts riots and everything else, and Rodney King, God, give me a break with what's happened in that city. Why does L.A. get a pass and Boston still has the stigma?
Good question. I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know what everybody else has gone through. Why? It's not me talking about it. It's been forever, and maybe people can't let go of some of the other bad stuff that has happened, and they hold on to it. And so, any kind of other incident that happens, like the Adam Jones or with the hockey player from the Canadiens or something like that, it just brings it back up. So then people, I think, return to the past and say, well, there's Boston. There it is again. So I think that's why people keep going back.
All right. So understand our sensitivity. And so maybe we need to have more dialogue so that people understand that maybe we're not much different than L.A. or Chicago or New York or the other cities, that it exists out there. But it's not isolated to this city where you came out and call Boston the most racist sports town in America. But we're happy that you came on the show again today, and we hope we can do it again. The Odd Couple with Rob Parker and Chris Broussard, Monday through Friday. It's on Fox Sports Radio, so you can catch that. You can catch him on FS1, and he's our he'll be on the show, I'm sure.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to talk about this the story you wrote about the Football Hall of Famers.
Christian wants to get to that.
I'm just disgusted at these Hall of Famers. Dickerson, Oliver, any guy that signed their name to this and allow themselves to be part of this should be ashamed of themselves. Every last one of them.
Because they want health benefits. And
well, why are they any different? Why are they any different than any other guy that's playing the league? I mean, why is Eric Dickerson any? Why should Eric Dickerson? This is my overall problem with the NFL.
So they want a salary and health insurance.
Yeah, but this is my problem with the NFL overall. Lou and I have had this discussion as far as just NFL reps and you know unions. They should be fighting for all retired players, not isolating themselves and separating themselves from all the other retired players. They should all be on the same page. Yet they've decided to kind of segregate themselves and say, you know what? Since we have a gold jacket, we're better than you, and we should only get health insurance. That's my issue with it. It's just stupid.
No, I hear that point, and it's a valid point. There's no doubt. But I also think that they have the leverage to get this thing started.
Well, then they should include everybody.
No, but I got it. But the league won't do anything. You know this, and the players' union is so weak, it doesn't even represent retired players. And that's a problem, that the union doesn't even recognize retired players. They only care about the guys who are paying dues now, and they don't care about the retired players. So I think with the NFL about to break ground on $1 billion Hall of Fame Village in Canton. They got $1 billion to build that, but they don't have any money to help out the Hall of Famers who are sick and who need health care and don't have money.
Again, I wish we had more time to talk to you about it. Maybe I'll come on your show and talk about it. You know, maybe I'll do that. Because I need more time. This drives me crazy.
A lot of the Hall of Famers can make money right now just in appearances and stuff like that. There were a lot of guys that were the 40th player on a roster that played in a day when they weren't paying big bucks here, Rob. And they're the ones that could use it right now, right?
No doubt. All right, guys. A pleasure. We'll do it again.
Right, we'll do it. Right, see you, Rob. Rob Parker, FS1 and Fox Sports Radio.
Once again, it's Glenn, Lou, and Christian. Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937, and we'll get back to the phone calls. Christian was talking about a story that just broke today that Rob Parker broke. And explain that story.
Yeah, you know, and since I don't want to get a letter or an email from Joey, I better make sure I actually, you know, say what
the title
of this article is: Football Hall of Famers to Boycott If They're Not Compensated. And it goes into detail that a bunch of Hall of Famers got together, and truly it's led by Eric Dickerson and his business partner / agent are the ones that are starting this whole trend. And they got a bunch of former Hall of Famers to come on and sign a petition saying that they're not going to attend any of the Hall of Fame events.
Including the
induction ceremony. Until they get full medical benefits, like health insurance, and some sort of stipend. Like they want a salary.
They want to
get paid for being Hall of Famers.
Right.
Yeah.
Miss America.
They're
right?
not happy with right. just getting a gold jacket and a bust. Or maybe a ring. I mean, they want to get paid.
So real quick, Warner has come out publicly and said that he did not. He's on this list. He said he did not sign this. Now,
there's another one. I think I would question because Carl Eller's name is not Carl Ellard. It was misspelled on this letter as well. So my guess is that Carl Eller was not one of those guys. But here's where there's a contradiction. Many of these guys that are on the list were bitching the T.O. was skipping the induction ceremony, and now they're all coming out saying they're going to skip the induction ceremony next year. Nobody, you go back and read some of the quotes from some of these
guys.
But see,
I'm with you, Christian, to kind of separate yourselves and say we're the Hall of Famers.
Yeah,
we watch highlight reels, everything else. Forget about the guys that aren't in the Hall of Fame. Take care of us. Now, as I think Rob at one point said that, you know, if this is a starting point, if they're using their leverage, but as you point out, they'd be better using their leverage for everybody. But is this the starting point? If they were to just, NFL would sit there and say, okay, listen, we'll pay life health insurance and pay you a salary because you're Hall of Famers to show up at all these events, it'll lead to health insurance for every retired player.
Yes.
That's a different story. But they should be using their leverage for everyone and not say, we don't care about everyone else, only the guys that have a yellow jacket. Those are the only ones we care about, and that's what it comes off as, and it's awful.
Yeah, okay. To me, it just doesn't make any sense, and that just it just shows what the bigger problem is with the NFL overall, especially when it comes to their union and whether or not they'll strike to get whatever it is. All these guys that are playing are eventually going to be retired players, and they're going to want the same things that all these other retired players want. And the only way to get it is to do it while they're active players, because once they're out, Nobody gives a crap about their opinion or what they have to say or what they need. So what they need to do is suck it up, deal with all the retired players now, because they'll be one of them. Because wouldn't you like to have that power? Oh, my God. Listen, I'm going to be retired in 3 years. 3 years, I'm going to be done. Wouldn't I love to know that I was one of the trailblazers that made sure all the other retired players were taken care of also? It's just, to me, it's so pathetic.
And we brought it up because Rob is the one that broke that story today. And I'm sure we'll be watching that story as it unfolds in the next few days. We get back to the top story of the day. Believe it or not.
Butterfly stakes.
Believe it or not, you heard the show yesterday.
Can we just address that first?
You know what? I once walked into a steak place.
Yes.
And I asked for Rare Plus.
Mm-hmm.
They throw you out?
And they said, we don't do Rare Plus.
What did it say? We only have chicken?
Is it medium rare or rare? I said, I want Rare Plus. And I walked out.
Well, Rob,
you weren't going to give me your money, huh?
I left. I had a bad feeling.
Rob was basically telling us that if you're ready to write a bad Yelp review, then that is in some way a racist act. I mean, come on.
And that way you can't debate it because he doesn't have any proof. He doesn't have any evidence. He just said it was a feeling. That, to me, that's a him. You problem. That's a you problem being overly sensitive. Overly cautious.
Maybe your mindset going in was kind of like your radar was up. We're in Boston. We're going to grab dinner. Aren't they going to treat us differently? And something happens to where it's like, see? That's it.
So it's his perception of
it's
Boston.
It's his feeling. Like
that's
said,
already
but,
putting him on a.
But he's taking that gut feeling of what happened with a butterfly steak and going on national TV and stereotyping an entire city.
Yeah. It's a real problem, and we're seeing it, and we're probably overly sensitive. Certainly Lou and I are because we grew up in this town, and I'm not denying that it didn't exist years ago. He threw Bill Russell out there, and I'm sitting there going, yeah, okay, I agree. And the problems not only in this city but in all over America were a lot worse 50, 60, 70 years ago, and I'm not saying it's perfect now. There's a long way to go. But to separate Boston, to come out and say Boston is the most racist sports city in America – when he really doesn't have anything to go on other than a restaurant was not going to butterfly his steak the way he wanted it done. You got to be give me a break on that one, huh?
It's
unbelievable.
I don't get it, but every other city has overcome the stigma or something, but somehow like Boston is alone on an island with themselves. And again, I didn't grow up here, so I don't get it. I did grow up in L.A., and I know what it was like there.
Do you understand why we're sensitive when a guy like that nationally says that?
You should be.
Boston, all the racists.
They don't say it about Seattle. You don't say it about L.A. You don't say it about Arizona. You know, some cities in the South. They don't say it about New York.
All right, top story today, of course, is Josh Gordon. Believe it or not, Bill Belichick did the same thing he did to us last night. Today he does a conference call, and he basically says he can't talk about it. He is in the building. We can tell you that. He
confirmed?
Is in the building in Foxborough.
Or is
yes.
it that same picture that's of Larry Fitzgerald at the airport?
No, I think
different picture?
I think Florio had it.
He is there.
He is in the building.
We're at the same place with him that we were yesterday, so we're in the process of working through it. We'll just have to see how it goes.
He is there. But we do not know whether he completed the physical. And as we said at the top of the program, and we'll repeat it now for those that are getting into the car, we believe that he was taking a physical sometime today, and that maybe the reason that Bill Belichick is holding back on this is this may not be just your standard physical. There may be a little bit more to it since there are some other issues involved in this.
So in other words, you're not completely ready to talk about him being officially added to the roster. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
So he's got his official press conference tomorrow,
right?
This was
it from Florio 45 minutes ago on a tweet. He says, per source, as of 15 minutes ago, so we're talking about an hour ago, so about 4 o'clock, Gordon was in the Patriots building. There's no word on whether he passed a physical, however. So around 4 o'clock, he was in the building.
Interesting. I would say this, that it's bizarre, and the national media would be focused in on what's going on with Josh Gordon coming here, except in Pittsburgh, it seems to be imploding down there. Imploding. So you got Le'Veon Bell, who's partying down in South Beach, and he has no intention of coming back here until game 11, only so he can collect his paycheck for the last 5 weeks.
And get credited for the season.
My guess is he'll come up with a hammy and not play in those 5 weeks.
That's what I would do.
Right, because you don't want to go and get hurt in that situation. And now you've got Antonio Brown, who was pissed off because a former public relations person for the Steelers went at him on Twitter, and he came back and said, well, good, then just trade me away. And then yesterday for team meetings, Antonio Brown is a no-show. Do we have Mike Tomlin talking about this?
Yeah, but hold on. Yeah, because Mike Tomlin did talk about it. But it was weird because his absence was excused.
Apparently, according to Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah, according to – now, again, I guess you have to take that with a grain of salt.
Wait a minute,
right?
After the fact?
Well, who knows? Who knows?
Schefter had it today. He said, Antonio had a personal matter. This is Drew Rosenhaus telling Adam Schefter. I talked to the team about it. His issue was unrelated to the tweet or his relationship with the team. AB has an incredible drive to win. He just wants to win. That's all it was.
Is Antonio asked to be traded?
No.
Yeah, so he said a tweet yesterday was not in reference to anything other than Antonio responding to a person he knows. It was not directed towards a trade or wanting to be traded. Any idea he was asking for a trade is not accurate. That's Drew Rosenhaus.
What was your reaction to Antonio Brown tweeting to a former employee that criticized his place of trading? Let's find out.
You know, again, like I said last week, I'm not going to openly talk about a lot of things that occur in social media. You could be chasing that always. I will say this. It's important. That we understand our position, the light that shined on us and the responsibility that comes with it. There's been a couple of instances now where you've asked me about Antonio regarding some social media-like things. I'll address that and address that very directly with him, but I'll leave that between he and I. I'm not going to utilize this forum to address such things. I just don't believe it's appropriate. I think that this forum is a very professional one.
What a bunch of BS. I will say this. For all the conversation about the Patriots and the dysfunction with Belichick and Brady and then Gronk or whatever, at least Brady and Gronk are out there playing football. You got one guy skipping practice and the other guy's holding up.
No
he's
shot.
Telling you he's not coming back until week 11. Are you kidding me?
What he really needs to do is just kind of take a page from Bill when it comes to the Josh Gordon signing. This Josh Gordon trade. It's like, well, there's certain, I'd love to comment on that, but there's certain protocols and, situations that need to come up. And we need to, once we get through those situations,
and by the way,
protocols.
Yeah, speaking of Josh Gordon, this is Tom Pelissero.
Yeah.
Pelissero from
the
NFL Network. He says the Josh Gordon trade is on the NFL's transaction wire today.
There you go, Bill.
Time to talk about it, Bill.
He is a Patriot. Now we can discuss.
Let's do this. Let's call Bill
because
Belichick.
It's 90% chance this thing works out in my mind. And best case scenario, I've already given 70 catches, 1,000 yards, and 9 touchdowns.
So Bill did say that, didn't he say, that we're going to come back and ask him once it becomes official?
Get him back
on the
phone.
I'm sure you will.
Call him back.
So let's get
Someone
him back on the phone. We'll get him back on the phone right now,
and
we'll find out exactly what he has to say about it. And we're going to open up the phone lines for you at 617-779-7937. Reaction to Rob Parker and our talk with him in the last hour, and then your reaction to Josh Gordon. Is this going to work? Do you feel really optimistic, or is this just hope? You're hoping, you're wishing, you're praying, or is it reality?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.